Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
WSM. How's it going?
Oh, pretty good. How are y'all?
All right.
What's your name?
Ben Briley, my name.
Ben Briley, where are you from?
I'm from Gallatin, Tennessee, which is right up the road from Nashville.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
24?
I am.
All right, well, what are you gonna sing?
Well, I'm gonna do Amos Lee, Arms of a Woman.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Let's hear it.
My wife's name's Courtney. I found somebody who changed my life and who wanted to push me in that right direction and knew that I could do this. All I needed was that push.
And she also lets him have half the wardrobe is University of Tennessee orange, and it takes a special woman to allow a man to have that particular color orange in his home.
Yeah, it's definitely an everyday struggle, but thankfully she grew up in that part of the country, so she understood. I mean, it was if Rocky Top wasn't played at our wedding, it was a deal breaker. So.
It's Ben Briley. If you just joined us, you heard his audition on American Idol. As you listen back to that, what runs through your mind?
Well, it really, the whole process getting to that point, you know, because it took so long to get to stand in front of those three and be able to sing in front of them. And
describe that process for you, for our audience.
Well, basically, I graduated at MTSU in May of last year, got married in June of last year, auditioned for Idol in July of last year, and I was in Hollywood about December of last year. So pretty much in that span of time, it was about 4 or 5 months where we didn't have time to breathe, and we, you know, started a life together in between all of that. So it was definitely challenging.
Gallatin, Tennessee is home. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, it'll always be home. Yeah, that's I grew up there, went to school there. I tell people, I would tell people out, you know, when I travel and stuff, that born and raised, farm bred and corn fed out there. And
they love that on Idol too, didn't they?
Oh yeah, they ate that up because I don't know what what it is about people who can't really talk good, but they seem to love them out there.
Did you get an opportunity to get to know the judges at all, or were you pretty much separated from the whole process until you were, as you went, once you got through the audition process and from week to week, did you have any interaction with them?
Well, when we didn't really have a whole lot until we got in more to the finals. And
because for those of you who don't watch Idol or you watch bits and pieces of it, it's J-Lo, Harry Connick Jr., and of course, our own Keith Urban. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they all three of them were, could not have been nicer to me and great to me. Now, of course, they didn't talk to us a lot because of, you know, favoritism, stuff like that. And a lot of these shows do that where they don't want to, I judged a talent show out in Missouri not too long ago and didn't want to go talk to any of them because I didn't want to, you know. So I understand from that aspect. But after shows and stuff like that is when they would come up to us and give us advice and, you know, just say things that they knew that we needed to hear to help us get through the next week.
You got your guitar here this morning.
Mm-hmm. I brought my Martin with me, and I have some songs I'd like to play for you, and hopefully
we would love that. Yeah. And I've actually, if they'll follow on Facebook and Twitter, they can follow you, of course. And mine is facebook.com/BillCodyWSM. Twitter account is @BillCodyWSM. And Ben's is the one with the checkerboard end zone at this.
Right.
It's his page. When you pull that up, you're on his page, not mine. Mine has a remarkable likeness of Bill Cody and Charlie Matos. That's right. You want to grab your guitar up here? And Ben Briley, this was you were season 14 of American Idol. And you made it how far in?
I was the 11th place. They were doing the tour at top 10. Mm-hmm. So I missed out on the tour, which is fine because I come home and slept for about 4 days and had, you know, everybody.
And then started loving up on that young wife of yours.
Right, and then started.
That newlywed wife.
Started having, you know, all the, you know, best meals cooked for me and stuff like that. So that was worth not going, not traveling across the country and playing music. So
what are you going to do for us this morning?
Well,
you've got your original songbook, your sure hit songwriter's songbook out there with your. Those are great notations there in your own pen.
Well, I write everything down because I'm terrible with words. So I bring this book everywhere I go, and it's got all my originals in here. And I like to be organized when I write. So,
what denomination are you? What did you grow up?
I grew up Missionary Baptist.
Baptist. Okay, so this is like your hymnal.
Kind of.
The Baptist hymnal, the Broadman hymnal, the Cokesbury hymnal for the Methodists out there. He's got his own.
Right. We had had Sammy Cornwall, hymnals. Songs number two and number three and number four, five, six, seven, you know, all those books. So
this is his own version. Ben Briley hymnal right here.
But this song I wrote, I think of myself as kind of a different songwriter. I don't write to fit a formula or anything. I just write because, hey, I think that would sound like a good song. So driving down the road one day, and of course, me and my wife are going to have kids hopefully soon, not right now soon, but in the future. And I was like, I wonder what it'd be like to tell my unborn kid one day how I really feel about having a son.
That's original stuff right there from season 14 American Idol, Ben Briley, who was on the show and represented so well for Middle Tennessee and Gallatin in particular, and the Tennessee Vols from week to week as we followed you there. We'll continue here in a moment at 6:50 a.m. WSM, and he has a very historic family connection to WSM radio that we wanted to share with you when we come back. At everything. And Keith Urban. From American Idol, a judge, along with J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, and Harry Connick Jr. And our guest this morning, who got to know them well during, how many weeks were you out there before you went home?
Let's see.
I mean, do you go like right home as soon as you're voted off the show?
Pretty much. Then the next day we did a lot of press and with all kind of different press outlets, and then about 5 o'clock in the morning, and then flew home at about 2 o'clock from L.A. straight to Nashville, and that's when I started sleeping for 4 days. That's when I got home.
He's Ben Briley, great singer-songwriter, season 14 American Idol, and we've been looking forward to the opportunity ever since the season ended on Idol to have him come by and visit with us in the studio and play some music for us.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, this is this really is one of those bucket list items for me, because if it's not, you know, usually the only thing that's on my radio is either 650 or sports radio. Sometimes. And I literally grew up every morning, or every Sunday morning, and every morning before we got to work on WSM. I mean, almost every day. So this is.
Well, share your family connection, your heritage, your legacy as a part of the 89 year history of WSM.
Well, my great grandmother, her name was Kitty Cora Klein, was one of the first female players on the Grand Ole Opry back in the late 20s, 28, 29, somewhere like that. And she played the hammered dulcimer, which is about as big as this table, and you play it with these little bee hammers, you know.
Sure, I know.
And her dulcimer used to be, I don't know if it's still there now because I hadn't been there so long, but it used to be in the Hall of Fame down there in downtown, and you could see how big this thing was, and that was the centerpiece of that exhibit. And Judge Hay wrote her a letter. The old judge wrote her. She lived up in Fairfield, Tennessee, which is way up there close to Kentucky, and wrote her a letter and said, come on down and audition. And she did, never drove a car. She saw a wreck on her way off of the bridge, and never got in a car for the rest of her life. And she lived to be about almost in her late 90s. So she's it's a pretty neat thing to say that some of your family got to play on a circle one day.
Yeah,
and was one of the first. Yeah, and one of the first ones to do it too, as a pioneer in the industry. So,
let's go back to American Idol for a moment. Day to day, how stressful is that? I mean, they make it look with editing like you guys are all but ready to have a come undone at any moment.
Well,
I realize part of that is drama to keep us watching as viewers, but is it really that difficult?
Well, you know, it is television, so a lot of it, you know, is they, and of course they have to edit stuff for time constraints. Y'all know that, as even in radio. But but we as a contestants together, and I've watched it from season one, I've really never seen as much chemistry as we had in our season. I mean, we all respected each other. We were all friends. We all hung out together. You know, we're still going to be friends. Jess and Alex were two that texted me a few days ago, and they're going to come up to Nashville soon. And a lot of them are moving up here to work on their careers. And so we're going to have a really full house, and I'm expecting somebody to pay to help me out on rent if they're going to stay for a few days.
Caleb Johnson would go on to win American Idol season 14. The guy who, for a lot of people, the Meatloaf guy. Everybody compared him in many ways to Meatloaf. Incredible voice. Did you get to know him well?
Oh yeah, Caleb's a great guy. I mean, he is one of the hardest working people that I know. I mean, if he wasn't eating or he wasn't working out, he was either listening to his performance the week before or listening to what he was doing that week. He was always very critical of what he did, and it made him get better himself at, you know, and working on his craft and what he wanted to do. And he was very deserving of the win, and I was proud of him that he did. And Gina too. I mean, either one, even when I got a bit to the top four or five, I was like, well, either one of these people could have won, you know. And but I think the right one won, and you know. And, you know, I hope he does well. He's got an album coming out soon, I believe. I don't know when, but, and I'm anxious to see how that's going to sound.
There are limitations as to what you can do for a period of time musically after you've been on Idol. I guess there are rights issues as it relates to protecting them and what they've created and giving you visibility and popularity and creating a fan base. So when will you have music out, original music out for the incredible social media fan base that you developed?
Well, even when I got off the show, I made the goal to, my goal was to have at least a single by the end of the year. So around Christmas time. And I think that's a very reachable goal. I mean, we've still got a lot of time, and, you know, I've made some contacts and networks and around town where I can get that done. So, I don't have any tracks to give you today. But hopefully the next time, if I'm honored enough to get to sit here with y'all again, I'll have something to play for you next time. So that's a goal.
Ben Briley from season 14 of American Idol, the Pride of Gallatin, Tennessee. Did you and your wife live there?
Oh, yeah. We live there. Of course, she's from East Tennessee. She's from Oliver Springs, which is right down the road from Oak Ridge. And she actually... You can see the old Oak Ridge plant, the Y-12 plant, from her house. Now, she lived upstream from the plant, so our kids won't have, like, three arms. And, you know.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.